Anybody have something in his heart today?
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, this week I had a reflection. When I have certain situations in life, I came to the point thinking that, you know, that I don't want to go to Allah with necessities or by choice. But I want to return to Allah with intense love. Loving Allah so much that, you know, I want to return to Him in that state. How do I get that intense love? Do I need to know more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Okay, what you open a very beautiful topic. Because believe it or not, in the last couple of days, the whole Ummah is stuck. Can we celebrate Valentine's Day? We cannot celebrate Valentine's Day. What we can do? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له أمين أمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك أمين أمين يا رب العالمين Your concern generate a situation. 3 days ago, my son called me and he asked me a question. He said, my father, do you remember the story about Imam Shafi'i when he was young? When he was young, he was in a class and another report, it was another scholar or somebody else. And the scholar was talking about love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this man, he asked the scholar or the child, I want to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. He said, okay, come tonight in my house, I will teach you how to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the student went to the sheikh's house at night, the sheikh gave him food, and the food was very salty. And the sheikh adding salt. Eat, 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 eat. After that, he tell him go to sleep. He go. The following day after Fajr, he asked him, what happened last night? He said, I saw a lot of dream. He said, what do you see? He said, I saw a river, water, rain. He said, you see, this what you want, this what you see. If your niyyah is real, your desire is strong, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to you. Now, go back to Sister Thamina, or condition, or situation, or when she asked, okay, I want to call Allah with love. If we normal, inshallah, Sister Thamina is normal. You remember what I tell you about verb love? Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, human being, Allah create us, we love whom benefit us most. By this way, why we cannot love Allah, really love Allah or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you open a book and read about how much the Rasulullah struggled, how much he suffered just for the message, how much in the moment of death he crying and making dua and keep crying to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam keep going back and forth to Allah to the final, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Jibreel alayhi salam, said ya Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising he will take care about your ummah. What kind of love of a man to his ummah? By this way, if I'm a human being, normal human being, and this person, he suffered a lot to save me, to guard me, to lead me to Jannah, how much I should feel for him? Similar, you will never know Allah, or you will never love Allah unless you know Allah. That's why if we get to know Allah, let me take you through a couple of things and see if this will help you to love Allah. In one hadith on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, three, and another report is four. If I swear about them, they are true. No one become a wali to Allah in dunya without Allah would be his wali in the day of judgment. Imagine when you try to be a wali to Allah, what meaning? The guardian friend, the close one to you. Allah promised to be close to you in the day of judgment. And whoever tried to build inequality in Islam, this quality coming in the day of judgment and become having shafa'a for him, intercession. And nobody loves someone for sabilillah without finding this love and this person waiting for him in the day of judgment and lead him to Jannah. And number four, no one, Allah give him sutra in dunya without give him sutra in the day of judgment. Meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover you up and cover your sins in this dunya, Allah will cover it for you in the hereafter. Look at the quality. One person who used to talk to Allah, he said, Allah, you create us and we didn't choose. And you create your rahmah. And you create 100 rahmah. You descended only one to the earth and you kept 99 rahmah. What happened if you send us more rahmah? How we cannot ask your forgiveness, and how we cannot love you. When you look at the Quran, how many everybody who did any good deed. In the Day of Judgment, he will find the Rahmah of Allah waiting for him. Every time we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, the one, his mercy is over all the creature and all human being, Muslim and non-Muslim, animal, kafir, everybody. But they said, Ar-Rahim, the one who promised to be Rahim to the believer, to the one who struggled for him in the Day of Judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, when he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes a rahmah 100 part, he held 99 and he descended only one. This one he divided over all mankind and creature to the point the horse or the animal be careful of stepping over their own child. Did you ever see the lion? How they really care about their child? And even they have territory, nobody can come near it? Or the mother bear? When the mother bear give a children, they said, get away a mile away, because she will not allow you to enter the land of territory. Just worry about her child. Look at the bear, how big they are. They can run, I forget how fast, just if you enter the territory. And this only they do that only when they have cubs, when they have kids. Imagine, in any another time, you can walk next to the bear and the bear do not care. Don't do that, okay? Nur al-Huda said, I'm going to try. Sheikh Ahmed said, walk next to the bear. Imagine you go next to the bear. Sheikh Ahmed tell me, okay? Stay where you are. Be nice. Sheikh tell you, but not, I'm not the bear you're talking about. I'm different bear. By this way, you remember when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, nobody enters Jannah with his action. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what about you? He said, even me, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower me with his rahmah. When you study Islam, you cannot wish to go to Jannah with your good deed. You cannot do that. Because the bounty of Allah is amazing, is humongous. You remember the long story when Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and tell me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad, in the early days, you used to be a man. He worshipped Allah 100 years, and another riwayah 500 years. He doesn't disobey Allah at all. And when he died, he died in sajda, and they took him to Allah. And in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, send my servant to Jannah with my mercy. The worshipper said, what about my worship? He said, okay. How long you worship me? He said, 500 years. He said, who allow you and give you guidance? Who makes the running water next to you in mountain? Who take your life in a state of sajda? Who? And Allah started calculating his bounty over him. He said, Ya Allah, please, Ya Rahman. Verse 8, even if you are a worshiper, even if you are obedience to Allah day and night, you cannot go to Jannah with your obedience. You cannot. This is why when you look in my message, I focus about only one topic, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you look to all the ahadith and all is reported, is not our deed. Actually, our deed and all the worship and all the good deed and everything we do, just to seek the rahmah of Allah. Let's go to Valentine's Day, the one they make a big fuss about. They have one day. They call it Valentine's Day. What it means? The man take a flower or should give it to the woman to show her his love or her love. And what the woman will do? She supposed to take some rice pudding or something and give it to him. I never know what the woman will give him, you know. I know you guys will give him dal and rice. Tell him go have some fun and fart all night. You know? Happy Valentine's Day, Indian style. Okay. By the way, they have only one day. They're supposed to show their love. And the whole year, forget it. Achaji. We tell them, we have something higher. Tell them, go to love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love the believer to each other. This is the one. Because you guys giving chocolate and flour, the flour will die in 2 days, the chocolate you will eat or make some pudding and that's it. And what will happen? Finished. But the love of Allah, what Rasulullah SAW talk about it, أوثق عور الإسلام, الحب في الله. The most powerful robe in Islam, the love of Allah. One of the highest level you can achieve is love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love of the mu'mineen. Is this love only for one day? No. Do we give chocolate to each other? No. Do we give flower to each other? No. What we do? We can give shafa'ah to each other in the day of judgment. We can take each other's hand under the throne of Allah in a day no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where is the people who love each other for me? Where is the people who visit each other for me? Where the people who bond between each other for me? Today I put them under my shade. In the day, no shade except the shade of Allah. What else about that? In the day, if an angel love you, he can make shafa'ah for you. We can make shafa'ah for each other. If one of us died, the another one, his dua is accepted. If you travel and the person make dua for you, the dua is accepted. If you make sajda and nobody know and nobody see you except Allah, and you make your dua to your brother or sister in Islam, your dua is accepted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said. When one person said, Ya Rasulallah, I love Fulan, I love so and so. He said, did you let him know? He said, no. He said, go, let him know. And this day, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they heard the most beloved sentence to their ear. They said, it was so beautiful. We never heard something more beautiful than that. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. The person with whom he loved. The person with whom he loved. He mean in the Day of Judgment. He mean insha'Allah in Jannah. A man, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love so and so. But I never reach his level. I do not have his quality. He said, Al-mar' ma'a man ahab. People keep on coming. And said, Ya Rasulullah, I love so and so. But I do not even close to him. He said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. And they keep asking, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply with the same one. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. The companion, he said, this day we were crawling in the floor or on the ground from the happiness of this sentence. Islamically, according to the majority of the scholars in the Ummah, if you sit down and reading Quran or reading Islamic book and your eyes tear and your heart shake of the love of Allah or love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or love of the companion, this moment it will be written for you. Just a moment. If any woman you said, Allah, I wish to be with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I wish to be with Aisha radiallahu anha. I wish to be like Khadija radiallahu anha. If you mean it, if you're sincere, at this moment, you might be lucky. And if Allah give you more tawfiq, He will make you make a sincere effort. Allah will make you have sincere effort. This sincere effort, it allow you to reach. Let me tell you something. And this, I mean it, and I'm responsible. Whatever how much you try, we will never reach the companion. Never, never, never in their quality and everything. These people Allah choose, and He give them this quality, and He make them the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For you, you company whom, Brother Ahmed? Who's Brother Ahmed? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You company him 1 hour a week over Skype. What he has? He has a small spotlight. He doesn't have the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't have Jibreel with him. You see? This is the difference. But what Allah give us? He give us something so beautiful. He give us Valentine's Day every day. Every day. Even if you wish, even if you make dua for a moment. Do you know one of Allah's attributes? Al-Jameel. What is Jameel? The owner of beauty. Did you ever call Allah, Ya Jameel? One brother, 2 days ago, he came from a cruise. I know him. He's a good man, inshallah. But he tried to be good to his wife. He took his wife for a cruise, boat cruise, 10 days, to the Caribbean. San Martin and San whatever and Puerto Rico, a few islands, and San Thomas. And he tell me, when he arrived, I tried to check him out. What do you gain from your trip? He said, brother, It's so beautiful. The ocean is so beautiful. And I go under the water. The fish is so beautiful. It comes to me. And it's so beautiful. I can hold them. I said, did you eat any? He said, no. I said, what happened if you eat some? And he kept talking to me about the ocean, the beauty of Allah, the beaches, and how the beaches is so beautiful. I said, listen, brother, did you see the beaches in Maldives? Did you hear about Maldives? Go just take a picture. Believe it or not, it has Muslim. But now it's a tourist attraction. He said, oh, brother Ahmed, what do you do about Maldives? Fiji Island, Hawaii, Bahama, even Malaysian beaches, Indonesian beaches, Indian beaches, is not too famous. Dollar rice in the beach. You have to. And take some chutney. I tell him, brother, imagine all these beaches you talk about it. All these beaches, when you look in the map, is like a dot. A dot of all the beaches of the earth. What about the beaches of Alaska? In the North Pole? In the South Pole? If you go to Turkey, look, Allahu Akbar. And listen to this now. If inshallah we go to Jannah, your house or your palace is better than the whole earth and what it contain. And what it contain. You remember the famous hadith? The one I'm living for it? Only one. If Allah use you to guide one person, better for you than the whole earth and what it contain. If Allah use you to help one person to get closer to Allah, is better for you and the whole earth and what it contain. Don't tell me Maldives, don't tell me Malaysian Island, don't tell me San Martin, don't tell me Hawaii. Because all these places even is so beautiful. My life is limited. I cannot run fast like I used to. I cannot see it all. I cannot enjoy it. I'm going to die. But in Jannah, there's no bathroom. There's no constipation. There's no diarrhea. There's no hardship. And enjoyment for infinity. No death, no sickness. And here in this life, every day go by, every day go by. Do you know what happened to us? We get elder. We get sick. We cannot eat what we like. We cannot sleep well. We cannot. In Jannah, every day go by in Jannah, your beauty increase. Imagine. Your beauty increase every day. Every single day your beauty increase. And your enjoyment increase. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates something in Jannah. It's not in earth. Every day is an enjoyment different than yesterday. In dunya, even if you go to eat the food you like, after 2 days, said, no, enough is enough. I love it, but I can't. You see? We do that with each other. I love you today, but 2 days enough. No more Valentine's Day. By this way, everything in this earth is limited. In the hereafter, unlimited. Now go back to Sister Thamina. She said, I want to love Allah. I want to call Allah with love. I have only one bad news for you. You will never able to love someone like Allah unless you have no attachment. And when you start sacrificing whatever you have, Most of you, hopefully, inshallah, you are a woman. When a woman fell in love with a man, Allahu Akbar. She willing to do anything for him. The woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created her with unbelievable loyalty. Unbelievable loyalty. If she's a woman. Is she really in love? Allahu Akbar. Her love is really powerful. And imagine who created you. Allah. Who put this feeling in your heart? Allah. Is which one is higher? Your love or the love of Allah? Now, imagine if you think about the quality Allah give you. This unbelievable, powerful love and loyalty. To whom you love. Come. Come. Drop it. Drop it. Have all this love and loyalty to Allah wa Rasulu and Mu'mineen. Ya Allah, what you can do as a woman. A woman, Allah create her, Allahu Akbar. A man muscles for nothing. Muscles. But the woman, if she focus her feeling, Allahu Akbar. She can sacrifice, Allahu Akbar. She can be devoted, Allahu Akbar. She can give you loyalty, Allahu Akbar. Now imagine if we take all this quality Allah give us and we devote it to the love of Allah. We devote it to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We devote it to love each other for Allah, nothing else. No any another benefit. No carry for me, no chocolate for you, no roses, no nothing. I know you guys do not give roses. You give chutney. You give some, what do you call it, barata. You know. Some of you smiled, said, no, I'm not going to give him birth. I'm going to give him none. None. Take none. Happy Valentine's Day. Take none. But what Allah gives? Look what Allah gives. When Allah loves a servant, he called Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, I love so and so. Love him, Ya Jibreel. Imagine Allah Jalla Jalalu, he doesn't hide his love. He commanding Jibreel to love you. And Jibreel alayhi salam called all the kingdom of angels. Oh, the angel of Allah. Allah command me to love so and so. Love them. Love this person. And all the angels become mandatory. Love Allah. Love the person. And after that, Allah called the earth to have qabool. Qabool, what it meaning? You go places and people love you. People look at you and they're so warm to you. They do not know you. Everywhere you go, you find people care for you. People feel for you. People warm to you. Where is it coming from? Is your status? No. Is your money? No. Is your beauty? No. What you have? No. Your jewelry? No. Your clothing? No. Is a gift from Allah to you. And by the way, if you do not feel that with people, something wrong with you. Really. Because don't forget, today one of the diseases in the Ummah, when we start worship, we like our worship. And we believe in our worship. And we become with an ego and ujb. An ego and ujb with worship, it make you erase your all good deed. How you know you have no quality? People do not love you. You have no compassion. Your heart is tough. It's rough. Your face is ugly. Nobody loves you. Nobody close to you. This is scary. If I don't meet people who really love me and bond with me, I feel something wrong with me. I have a man who came to see me yesterday, young man. Wallahi, this young man, 2 years ago, his face used to be dark, very dark. When he came yesterday, wallahi, I saw what I heard in the books. His face is light. His skin even is lighter color. Where it coming from? When you get closer to Allah, your face change. Your beauty change. Your skin color change. And certain people will look at you and say, I love you. But not for you. You see, if I said I love you for you, it's cheap. But when I said I love you for Allah, look at the bond. Not for chocolate, not for roses, not for hot hot or hearty hearty, whatever. No, it's for Allah. What it meaning? This relationship will never die. Because Allah will never die. And once I die or you die, our relationship start. It's a beautiful relationship. It start after death. I make dua for you. And even in the grave, you make dua for me. Can you? Sure you can. Because if the person pleasing Allah, Allah can give you license with whatever he wants. Even you didn't make dua for me. When we die and I die, he said, Allah, I won't be with so and so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the people will be resurrected with their companion, with the one they love. And when they go to the day of judgment, closer to Allah, they go according to the relationship. And who will be very close to Allah? Under the throne of Allah, under the shade of the throne of Allah, those who love each other for Allah. Tell me now, who should celebrate more? We do, or the people who have Valentine's Day? Tell the people who celebrate Valentine's Day, we have more than that every single day. If you're sleeping tonight and somebody make dua for you, and imagine, look to the bounty of Allah. How far we are, different clock. If I make dua for you, you make dua for me, somebody make dua for us, Allahu Akbar. What kind of beautiful relationship. And when we die, we have something else. This love is not a regular love story. This love story after death start. You are in a grave, and all of a sudden your grave is getting more light, and you're getting more good deed. And the angel come and tell you, good news, your book is increased, your good deed increased. You said, how? Dua of so-and-so. So-and-so donate this dua for you. So-and-so did this good deed for you. You remember the love of so-and-so? Allah send you the good deed for that. Ya Allah. And the account of love of Allah and love other for Allah continue. And you add to that shafa'at al-malaika. The angel make dhikr and make dua for you. Ya Allah. Now, we should be happy or no? Happy about the gift or happy of the one who give us the gift? You remember Musa alayhi salam when he was walking and said, Ya Allah, you create me and I don't choose. You give me all this quality and I don't choose. You make me a prophet and messenger and don't choose. And you make me a Kalimullah, the one who talked to you, and I don't choose. And oh Allah, you allow me to thanking you. And when I thanking you, you thanking me. And when you thank me, you reward me for thanking you. How I can thank you, Ya Allah? When even thanking you, you reward me for it. And it's from you. He said, Ya Musa, if you know everything for me, you're thanking me. But in here is something. Everything. Meaning, don't get upset over a small thing. The mu'min, if you really get to know Allah, you have Alhamdulillah. You do not have Alhamdulillah. You get your wish, Alhamdulillah. You do not get your wish, Alhamdulillah. You're dancing inside. Why are you dancing inside? You're happy because you have a relationship with Allah. If you have nothing in this dunya, and you have a tiny bit of relation with Allah, Allahu Akbar. How many women devoted her life for the love of a man? And when you go to her, get married, do this, do that. No, I love him. And they live and die loving one person. What about if we devoted this love to Allah? How powerful is that? We did it. We did it for man. We did it for a woman. We did it for luxury. We did it for nothing. Even if you find a woman, the man abuse her. And she tell him, leave him. She said, no, I love him. Okay, go. But what about Allah? You commit sins, he cover you. You commit sins, he cover you. You commit sins, he cover you. And nobody know your sins. Nobody know your weakness. Is this not enough to love Allah who give you sutra? One imam, he said, if Allah allow us to see each other's soul, none of us ever love each other because we do not have the quality. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover our body with clothing and cover our soul with unseen cover. We cannot see each other's soul. We cannot see the dirty of each other's soul. This rahmah is rahmah from Allah. Tell me now, who deserves the real love? Me, you, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Believe it or not, today I'm going to a group and they asked me to talk about Valentine's Day. La hawla wa la quwwata illa. The whole ummah crazy about Valentine's Day, all of a sudden. It's almost like everything is done, nothing left except Valentine's Day. And we have something so beautiful. So beautiful. Open the chapter of love of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, whoever try to attack anybody, anyone belong to me, I generate a war against him. Who will generate a war? Allah Jalla Jalala. If somebody try to plan against you, Allah plan to revenge. Allahu Akbar. Look at the love of Allah. Allah did not hide his love. He said, if I love you, and somebody come to attack you, and I'm coming after him, I am going to generate a war. Allah did not say, I'm going to get upset, I'm going to beat him up. No. Look at the power of Allah. He said, I'm going to generate a war against him. By the way, if now I'm a mu'min, I'm close to Allah, and somebody plot and plan against me, I should not really worry about it. Because all I have to do, be close to Allah. And Allah planned to generate a war against whom try to hurt me. Allahu Akbar. If Allah generate a war, who can stand it? Who can stand it? Allah did not say, I'm going to beat him up. No. Allah said, I'm going to generate a war. This authentic ahadith. You find it in Muslim, Bukhari, everybody. Imagine Allah planning to generate war against anybody, plot and plan against you. First, all I have to worry about only one thing. My relationship with Allah. Can you find somebody who can benefit you more than Allah? Can anybody fulfill your wishes except Allah? And remember, oh brother, but I have a wish and Allah never give it to me. What Allah promised? He said, either He will give it to you in this dunya, or He delay it for you, or He will not give it to you and save it for you in the Day of Judgment. And erase sins from you, elevate you. Maybe you do not have enough good deed to fulfill your wish. Maybe Allah save you from a wish can destroy you because you will be attached to a person. Allah, if He do not give you something, you have to believe without no doubt is good for you. Because Allah is our doctor. And this is why if you're really a mu'min, don't ever nag with Allah about something. You can wish, you can want. But you should repeat this with this dua. Oh Allah, if this issue is good for me in this life and hereafter, make it easy for me. If this issue is not good for me in this life and hereafter, get it away from my heart. And don't be stuck. And beg Allah to put in your heart what's good for you. And otherwise your iman will be stuck. And instead of focus in the love of Allah, you focus in your wish. And this one of the diseases today we all have. We have a certain amount of attachment in our heart. This attachment can be attachment of love, attachment of even of hate, attachment of worry, attachment of relationship, whatever. But if you really love, the love, he said, love is crazy. It makes you free from everything. Every day I meet you, what happened? Oh, brother, don't talk to me. I'm in love with so-and-so. Did you do such and such? No, brother, I have no time. I'm in love with so-and-so. By the way, love occupy you. Your heart is not there. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Huh? What happened to you? Huh? What happened to you? Oh, forgive me, brother. I'm not here. I'm in love with so-and-so. Pass me love. Take your thought. Love, take your thought. It makes you here and not here. You go sometime at a restaurant, and you find even the waitress, she's going back and forth and she looked like under drugs. And one time I said to one waitress, are you sick? Are you okay? She said, yes. I said, something wrong. I feel something is, oh brother, you do not know, I'm in love. I'm working, but I'm not here. My heart was my love. And this why when you look in Islam, love is a worship. Worship is love. Love is a worship. Worship is love. Why we remember Salah on time? Because I'm going to get beat up or I'm going to meet Allah. Oh, but I'm going to meet Allah. I won't make dua because today I did not get goat. What do you call it? Mutton, yeah, brother, mutton. Today we're so stupid. We occupied about small material things. The companion of Rasulullah occupied about Jannah. And what do you see in Jannah? What you will have in Jannah? He was living in earth, but the heart connected to Jannah. Imagine Allah advertising and marketing Jannah. And we do not think about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning about Jahannam. And we not worry about it. Imagine if just we know about Allah's ability. Is this not enough even to make up with Him? And said, let's do buddy-buddy with each other, Ya Allah. Why? Because nobody can benefit me except Allah. Nobody. Nobody. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. If you listen to this message and try it, you know what Allah will do for you? You will be weeping alone. We know why? From the amount of bounty Allah give you. And at this time, when Allah give you bounty, you will not be attached. And instead of being a slave to a man, you find the man a slave to you. Why? Because you're serving Allah, Allah serving you. You love Allah, Allah love you. Ya Allah. Can you find somebody better than Allah to love you? Can you find somebody better than Rasulullah to love him? Can you find somebody better than somebody belong to Allah to love him? Can you find a bond between two people more powerful than Allah? Chocolate will be melted. The roses will be dead. The diamond is fake. The gold is just layer. Your beauty will be gone. Your age will be elder. You become weak, fatigue, and you will be dead. By this way, all the chocolate and flour will not last for a long time. What lasts? When you die, the only one you can call is home, Ya Allah. And what Allah said in the moment of death, Labbaik Abdi. I'm here to serve you, my beloved servant. What an honor. Your Lord coming to help you, to support you, to send the angel of Rahmah for you, to light your grave, to make the angel of death take it easy with you, to make Munkar and Nakir in the grave take it easy with you, to make sure you will see him and he will reward you. After all this, can you find, who did anything to you? Do you know? Let's go back again to the verb love. You remember the verb love? What it mean? The feeling and emotion generate a desire to achieve pleasure and benefit to you. Now, if we take this verb only and examine it, this is why when you study, nobody deserves the love of Allah or deserves love after Allah except Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because nobody benefit us like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody benefit us like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why we supposed to love Allah number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam number two, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahl Bayt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and messenger and prophets, angels, and the pious people, and anybody close to Allah. This is the relationship. What is the glue between each other? Islam. What the bond between each other is Allah. It, he will never die, he will never get weak, he will never get fatigue. He will never forget. He will never change his mind. Tell me now, which one deserves to be loved? If we have a brain, if we have even calculation, if you go to a woman and tell her, why you love so-and-so? Oh, brother, he give me a ring, he take me to eat such and such, and he give me ice cream, and he take me to the market. and I buy a piece of clothes, and she's going crazy. For juice, ice cream, and some fruit, she willing to do anything for the man. Allahu Akbar. In 2 days, everything is gone. But the one who benefit you daily, who will cure you if you're sick? Who can give you rahmah if you die? Who give you guidance? Allah. Who will be with you when nobody will be with you? Who promise you to forgive your sins? Who give you sutra? Who's willing to listen to you in any moment? You call Allah, Allah, he said, you remember me, I remember you. And if you remember me alone, I remember you alone. And if you remember me in a gathering, I remember you in a gathering much better than that. Tell me what else you want. If we have a basic common sense, if we have a basic intellect and a brain, we will love those who benefit us. Who create you? Allah. Who guide you? Allah. Who allow you to make sajda? Allah. Who allow you to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah? Allah. Who allow you to pray? Allah. Who allow you to remember Allah? Allah. Who teach you all this knowledge? Allah. Who open your heart to content? Allah. Who allow you to thanking him? Allah. And if you're thanking him, he thanking you, Allah. And when you thank Allah, he give you a palace in Jannah called the Palace of Hamd, Allah. How you can thank Allah? How? And how you can be attached to anybody except Allah? How? And imagine, I give you a book, all of you. You remember the book I give you? On the vocation of God. You remember? Do you know invocation of God? This book, do you know the story about it? This book about one hadith. The whole book is an explanation of one hadith. Let me remind you about this hadith. Because a lot of people, I give them the book, they read the book, and they don't remember. Allahu Akbar. You remember Imam Shafi'i? When he said, a thief, teach me how to gain knowledge. Do you remember? He said, a thief. And Imam Shafi'i, he didn't hide it, he said it. He recorded and he write it down. He said, a thief, teach me how to gain knowledge. When he was traveling, and a thief came to him and he said, by the will of the sword, give me everything or I kill you. He said, take everything, but leave me with my books and note. The thief smiled. Ha, 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 ha. What are you going to do with the notes and books? I am going to take your drink and food, meaning you will die after 2 days, maximum, in this dither. He said, but this is my knowledge. This my knowledge and my books. He said, the thief replied to Imam Shafi'i. He said, no, 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 you're wrong. He said, this knowledge now is mine. Can I teach you how to gain knowledge and save knowledge? He said, how? He said, keep it in a place where no thief can steal it from you. He said, where? He said, keep it in your heart. No thief can steal the knowledge from you. This is the place of the knowledge. It's not in a note. It's not in a place. In your heart. Now, this book, the original book called Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, Min al-Kalim al-Tayyib. What it mean? The heavy rain coming straight over the ground. From the good word. Let me remind you because it's so powerful. Do you know this book? If this is the only book you ever going to read in your life, is enough for you until you die. And I'm responsible. But not to read it, to live it. Do you remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Abdullah ibn Abbas was in his mule or horse behind him? And he said, Ya ibn Abbas, Ya Abdullah, do you know what the right of people over the servant? And what the right of servant over Allah? He said, Allah wa rasulihi a'la, wa rasulahu a'lam. He said, the right of Allah over his servant to worship him, no association with Allah, no shirk. And the right of servant over Allah, if you do so, Allah will give them Jannah. Let's examine it now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Yahya alayhi salam, John, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he command him of five. And one day, he run to where the Masjid al-Aqsa is, in Jerusalem, and he gathered Bani Israel. And he tell them, Allah command me of five, to listen to them, to obey them, and implementing them. And I want to teach you this five before Allah cursing me of not conveying the message. Number one, to worship Allah and do not have association with Allah in your heart. And the example of that, the example of a man go to the market, buy a slave from his own money, and take the slave home and tell him, work for me. And the slave, the man left, he come back, he find the slave work for the neighbor. Allah reply, how you feel when your own slave, the one you put him with your own money and gold, working for other instead of you? This is the similar of those who do shirk against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you feel, how Allah feel. Verse way number one, worship Allah and don't have association with Allah. Go back to this book and read it slowly. It's enough for you until you die. Number two, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to make salah. And salah is a meeting between us and Allah. He said, don't turn your face in salah. Allah will keep looking at you until you turn your face, he turned his face. Again, Ibn Qayyim explained it. You have two kinds of lifting. Lifting your face in salah physically and lifting your heart inside. Meaning you are occupied with whom? With somebody else. Be careful. You see, now when you hear this, you will know why this topic is very important. Very important. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he go and explain to you how to make good salah. If you have attachment, you cannot make salah. If you have attachment with Allah, you have a good salah. By this way, in the hadith, he said, don't swing your face in the time of salah, and otherwise Allah swing his face from you. And I command you with fasting, because fasting like a man, go with a group of people, and he keep holding in his hand a grab, a pocket full of misk, full of perfume. It make him smell good, and everybody like him. He said, this is a similar of the fasting person. And I command you with charity. Do charity the maximum you can. And the example of a charity, the example of a man, his enemy running after him, and they get him. And they tied him, and they said, we will kill you. We will cut your head off. He said, please, take my money, take everything, and let me free. He said, this is the example of the charity. It makes you free from the torture of Allah. You get it? And number five, and I command you to remember Allah. And the example of remember Allah, the example of a man. This man, some enemy after him. And the man keep running. And the enemy after him. Until the man find a castle. He go to the castle and he lock it. To guard him from his enemy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the example of dhikrullah. Protect you from all the shayateen and waswasa. The way the castle protect this man. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and I add another five. Allah command me with them. He said, Allah command me to tell you five. As-sam' wa-ta'a, listen and obey. Wal-jihad, and struggle for sabilillah. Wal-hijra, and immigration to Allah. Wal-jama'a, and be united with each other in jama'a. Because whoever leave jama'a, he already turn or thrown out the Islam from his neck. A man get up and said, Ya Rasulullah, even if he pray and fasting, he said, even if he pray and fasting. The importance of unity. Please, I'm just give you a glimpse about this hadith. Now when you look at the five and five, Allahu Akbar. If you work in this five and five, do you know what it will do? It will make you close to Allah. It make your salah accepted. It make you protected. It make you close to Allah. What else do you want? But today, and we forget the basic. Invocation of God, I give you. Yes, yes, sir, you want to say something? No. Okay, go back. As-sama' wa ta'a is two. Listen and obey.
Oh, that is two.
Okay. Wal-hijra.
Jihad.
Immigrate. Wal-jihad.
To be united.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what you see. Sama', listen, is one. Mm. Obey, two.
Okay, obey is second one.
Okay. Third, jihad.
Hijra.
Is five. And jama'ah, when you study it, meaning you have to have allegiance to obey and listen. Shame on us. Today the Sufi people have that. The Waqo people have that. And we the only one, we do not have unity. We do not have a legion of obedience. Why? The nafs is high. And how many ahadith about that? When Rasulullah SAW, he said, إِنَّمَا الْذِئْبُ تَأْكُلْ مِنَ الْغَنَمَ الْقَاسِيَةِ. The wolf only eat from stray sheep. And today all the ummah become a bunch of stray. And this is why we develop our thinking the way we want, our obedience the way you want, everything according to the nafs. And the nafs become very difficult to be reined. And this was the early scholars, they said, you will never develop quality unless you develop obedience to a sheikh. This obedience to a sheikh, it make you have the rein and develop this momentum of obedience. Today, look at us.
husband and wife, parent, this relationship, we do not know how to obey. And even when we obey if I like, in the time I like, if I feel like it. Right? We would not obey with a principle. We obey with a feeling. I tell you something and it's coming in your nafs, okay, I obey you. I tell you something you do not like. Hey, I can't do that. Why you talk to me like this? And we start acting like children. Why? We never train for listen and obedience. You know, all over when I talk about this topic, we're stuck about that. Do you know why we're stuck about it? Because the nafs is high. We cannot do it. We cannot do it. And let me tell you something very scary. Right now, all the disobedience is a sin. If you have allegiance to a sheikh and you disobey him, you are out of Islam. Look how powerful it is in Islam. But when you look at the history of Islam, when the Muslim was united, a lot of achievement, and Muslim was victorious. When Muslim divided, they are exactly where we are now. If you study the history of Islam, we are in the peak bottom of the history of Islam. We never were so humiliated, weak like now. Why? No jama'ah, no obedience. And let me elaborate about that quick. When colonialism came, and after the fall of Ottoman Empire, the Khilafah, they make sure the Muslim will never be united. They spend all their money and effort to make sure the Muslim will not be united. And believe it or not, something a lot of people today do not know. You know the different opinion and different understanding? They spread it. They motivate it among us. And instead of holding the message, every group holding one opinion. And we start dividing over different opinion, different moon, different this, different finger, different hand. And we lost the robe of Allah, the unity for Sabilillah. And when the unity is not there, Allah will not be with us. Allah will not look at us. Allah will not accept our dua. We will never be strong. And this is why the people who taught me when I was young, they tell me, today, join any people you like, but don't point finger over other. Be ready to listen and obey. Be ready to share. Be ready to be. But don't point finger and don't causing division in the ummah. But you have to be in a jama'ah environment. It's a must. Is a must, is a duty, is an obligation. Look at us. We know each other for how many years? What we accomplish? Not too much. Very tiny. Why? No obedience. No obedience. Everybody running their own way, like wild horses. And what is the result? We do not make anything. Look at good now to a Sufi sheikh. The first thing he tell you give him a legion of obedience. Go, go, do, sleep, sleep, marry, come. But this obedience, why Allah want it so bad? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Why Allah want it for us? Because this is the salvation. Because nobody can achieve anything without unity. Without unity. Where's the corruption coming from? When the real authentic Sufi group started, they start implementing that. And they start collecting all the money together, all the charity together, with the intention to have like Bayt Mal al-Muslimin. We have a center place of having the money. Basically, all our money in charity, all the zakat, go in one place. And from this place, we have a fund. And this fund, we can organize it to do our own activity and whatever we want. This is how the Sufi did it. The early Shaykh who did that, they did so beautiful job. And they die. Little by little, the quality of the people went down, and some corrupted Shaykh start taking money from the charity. And now people start smelling something dirty, and now people get away from that. But this was our condition now. Now the message is, go to invocation of God. Read it carefully. And go step by step. Don't read it only. Read it. Reflect. Live it. Read it. Reflect. Live it. And imagine after that he give you 120 reasons why to do zikrullah. It's the protection. Is the honor, is the closeness to Allah, is your light, is your wisdom. By the way, today, what is missing? Quality. Now, go back to the same question. How to love Allah? Get to know Allah? See how many sins you commit and nobody know. Who cover you up? Look where you are before. Where you were before and who guide you? Allah. Who choose you? Allah. Who allow us to be united? Allah. Can we do it for any another purpose? Imagine we meet each other for years. Do I know anything about you? No. Did I treat you because of your beauty or your money? No. By this way, the only bond between each other is only one thing. Because we came for Sabilillah. What honor is that? How many ahadith about whoever come for Sabilillah and go back for Sabilillah, if you die, you go to Jannah. Okay. Who should be very happy? The people celebrate Valentine's Day or us? We have a lot. We have a lot. We have a lot. We have something very high, very noble, very precious for infinity. A relationship doesn't die. A relationship with death started. The fruit of the love of each other starts after death. And the fruit of this relationship, we get it in the Day of Judgment. When we see each other, and we have shafa'ah for each other. And if we real, and our feeling for each other is real, and only for Allah, Allah promise, we will be among the seven to be shaded under the shade of the throne of Allah. What meaning? Very special. The elite. What else you want? What else you want? What else you want? No, we should not say happy Valentine's Day. No, we said happy Islam Day. Happy the love of Allah Day. Every day you feel love of Allah, you should be very happy. If you find somebody love you for Allah, you should be happy. If you love someone for Allah only sake, you're very happy. Because this relationship will never die. Never, never, never. All the relationship was dead, be dead with death or something happened except the love of Allah is a relationship for infinity. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, can you find somebody better than Allah to love him? Can you find anybody can give you what Allah give you? Can you find somebody sacrifice his life more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you and me? Can you find somebody benefit you than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he come in the Day of Judgment and he said to the sinner of his ummah, he said, today I'm for you. Come the people with a major sin of my ummah, I'm for you today. Ya Allah, imagine. Rasulullah will not enter Jannah until he take his ummah with him. What kind of man? Imagine every time you make salah, you think about your daughter, your son, this, that. But Rasulullah, what he said, ummati, ummati. And he promised you his shafa'ah for you. to intercede in your behalf if we cannot make it. Look at how many shafa'a. If we cannot make it, your brother and sister in Islam who love you for Allah can make shafa'a for you. If he cannot make it, Rasulullah will make it for you. Angel will make it for you. If none of the above can make it, Allah will give you his rahmah. Ya Allah. Do you remember the man who came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah tell him, read your books. Sins, 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 sins. And Allah even tell him, he said, oh, so man, you make my writer, their hand is tired from writing your sins. Zakatabazi, they're too tired of writing your sins. Your sins is too much. 99 books full of sins. The man started to walk to Jahannam. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Jahannam, Ya Allah. He said, no, but something between me and you. Bring the card. The man looked. He said, a card? Now one scale containing 99 books full of sins. The another book, the another scale, Allah said, put his card in it. The man laughed. He said, Allah, what this card will do? He said, you remember? You believe in me once. He said, yes, Ya Allah. He said, this is the reward of La ilaha illallah. Put it in his scale. And before the angel put in the scale, the man laughed and said, Ya Allah, what this will do to me? He said, let's see. And when they put this in the scale, one La ilaha illallah, what happened? His books is flying. The one card containing La ilaha illallah, what happened? It override all the books of sins. Ya Allah. This hadith, you find it? It's authentic hadith in a chapter of the Fadl, of the rewarding of La ilaha illallah. Like one sheikh when I was young, he said, imagine if you leave this life only with two cards, only two. One card containing La ilaha illallah. Look what it do. What another card? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What it will do? It give you the shafa'ah. Allah Akbar. With this two card, you're done. What else you want? The one who do all this for you, he doesn't deserve to be loved. He doesn't deserve to be the only one in your heart. By this way, how to worship Allah without no shirk? To believe in Allah, nobody else. To not worry about tomorrow. To love nobody except Allah and love everybody for Allah. To love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the maximum you can, with the following you can. And what else? And no fear except from Allah. No worry except from Allah. No attachment except for Sabilillah. And if you do that, you're done. Are you going to Jannah with your good deed? No. With the rahmah of Allah. What about all the journey of Iman to achieve the rahmah of Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us among the Muslimin, accept us among the Mu'mineen, accept us among the Muqineen, accept us among the Mutawakkileen, accept us among the one who love Allah and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love the Ahlul Baytul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love each other for Allah. Oh Allah, thank you Allah for creating us. Thank you Allah for making us a Muslim. Thank you Allah for all the bounty you give us. Thank you Allah for thanking us. Thank you Allah for make us remember you. Oh Allah, how we thank you and everything from you. O Allah, make us among those who remember you. Make us among those who thanking you. Make us among those who be content with you. Make us among those who love each other for you. And make us, Ya Allah, resurrected together under the shield of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, we do not deserve it. We do not deserve it, Ya Allah. We do not have it. But we have only one thing. We believe in you. We believe in your generosity, Allah. You are famous with generosity. You give those who doesn't deserve it. And we do not deserve it, Ya Allah. And we believe in that, Ya Allah. But if your generosity will not give it to those who doesn't deserve it, who you will give it to, Ya Allah? O Allah, please, Ya Allah. Nothing we have with us, with our will, you shower us with it, Ya Allah. Without you, we will never be here. Without you, we will never love you, Ya Allah. Without you, we will never be together, Ya Allah. Without you, we will never even able to listen, Ya Allah. O Allah, after all what you give us, Ya Allah, are you going to put us astray? No, Ya Allah. You promise, Ya Allah, whoever be belong to you, you will be belong to him. O Allah, hold our heart toward you and make our heart empty from everything in this dunya except you. And make us, Ya Allah, die with iman and yaqeen of you, Ya Allah, and according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make us the spreader of the peace of you and happiness with you and guidance of you to the whole earth, Ya Allah. Allah, I bear witness to you. I bear witness to you, I'm a sinner. I do not have it. I do not have the quality. But I believe in you, Ya Allah. You allow me to believe in you, Ya Allah. You give me all this knowledge, Ya Allah. Allow me to spread it for you, Ya Allah. To make the people get closer to you, Ya Allah. To guide them toward you, Ya Allah. I do not want anything from this dunya except make people understand who are you, Ya Allah. And to love you, Ya Allah. Make this our mission, Ya Allah. Make us to be the one who saves the people, Ya Allah. And O Allah, O Allah, don't take our soul unless our heart full of loving you, Ya Allah, and loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we love each other for you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, I know we do not have it. Shower us with quality of your quality, Ya Allah. And you give us sutra, Ya Allah, containing your sutra over us, Ya Allah. We are weak. But you are the strong, strengthening us, Ya Allah. May Allah make it an accepted moment, insha'Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. Just thanking Allah. Just thanking Allah. And said, Allah, make us among those who are thanking you. Make us among the musabbihin. Make us among those who belong to you, Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.